It did surprise me. I mean, some people were like, oh wow, you're in care, big deal. I mean, you're just a kid and some life goes on. And that kind of helped me because I thought, oh, people would start treating me, oh, you done something bad and you did this and you did that. Because that's how most of us were treated. I didn't tell anybody that I was in care when I was in primary school. I think if some of my primary school friends found out, they'll be like, maybe, oh, I kind of knew something was up. But from high school, I told a few people, but when I felt I was ready, but the majority of people didn't know I was in care.
Tell you the truth, apart from the residents I live with, and now also kind of open up to my work, they know I'm in care now, but a lot of people didn't really know that before, kind of kept it like to not a lot of people knowing. But then he got to a point where I kind of dealt with it and I wasn't really ashamed of it anymore. What a lot of people don't understand is you don't know what kind of background and people's come from, and you don't know what they're seeking for, you don't know what they're going to be one day, you don't know anything. And just because someone's been affected and they maybe don't know how to act in any other way apart from the way they're acting, it doesn't mean that you can stereotype them.
I feel comfortable in sharing my background with people. I feel a lot more comfortable sharing my background with people that have been in care or young people that are going into care, mainly because it shows them that something good has come out of possibly a terrible situation. It kind of makes me feel like a role model in the sense that I've been through care and I know what care is like.